Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Yes, welcome to the show this Thursday night. Zach, I'm going to kick the show off tonight with a question directed at you.
Wow, okay. What do we got?
Well, I'm after some advice. I just want you to clear something up for me. On a scale of, you know, completely fine to I should hire a lawyer,
yeah.
How illegal is it to be in possession of stolen goods?
I don't know. Well, I think it would go down to, like, were you aware that you were coming into possession of stolen goods?
Well, I would say no. Here's the story. I bought something on Gumtree today, and
I reckon 50% of Gumtree is stolen goods.
I think you might be right. But something's happened in the purchase of what I've bought on Gumtree.
That was a bit suspect.
You know what? I feel like in a court of law, a lawyer could say to me, and you still went ahead with the purchase.
Question. Yep. Did you buy something off someone in a black and white striped shirt who was wearing a balaclava?
It wasn't quite that bad, but I'll be honest with you, Zach, it wasn't far off that.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, over the past week on the show, we've been talking about the underdog cola in Australia, cola battles. Obviously, everyone knows Coke and Pepsi, but the one that I think holds a spot in everyone's heart is LA Ice Cola.
Some people said we got a little carried away. We were expressing our love for LA Ice Cola. Mm. We wanted others to express it as well.
We did.
We invited everyone on 1310 60 to give an ode to the cola.
Hey, look, it was a beautiful night when we did this, and I would say we just went into that thinking this would be a chance for us all to pay back a cola that's given us so much.
I would have thought so, yeah.
However, we've been processing still. We've been reeling from what happened when we did that because we did have Emily call us up, Zach, and this interaction occurred. Emily, tell us about your love of LA Ice Cola.
I don't have a love because I have never ever heard of it.
What? Emily, you've never heard of LA Ice Cola?
Oh, wait, sorry.
Never.
You might know it by its other name, the Nectar of the Gods. Does that ring any bells?
Either.
Now, please have a tight hold of your steering wheels. I know that's shocking. It shocked us, Zach. I've been struggling to sleep since we had Emily on the show.
At the news that there might be one Australian who didn't consume LA Ice Cola at one stage in their life.
I mean, I would think this is obviously the convenience store cola, the more affordable option.
Quite often you'd see it at room temperature on the floor of the fruit shop down the road.
Yeah, and I think it's an Australian institution, which is why I was so shocked that there was somebody out there who hasn't heard of it. Now, I'm flagging a potential concern here, Zach.
Well, maybe we're the only ones who know what it is, Dom. Maybe this week, when we've been talking about it,
yeah,
there's been people across the country just like, what are those people on about? What is LA Ice Cola?
I refuse to believe that could be true. We need to check. We need to just do a check here because Emily might just be the one person in the country. This is what I'm hoping. I'm sure you're hoping too.
Well, if you haven't heard of LA Ice Cola, it would mean that you probably didn't watch Pop Stars in the early 2000s because it sponsored that. You probably didn't watch Home and Away because it sponsored that as well.
Mm.
And you probably never went down to your local fish and chip shop and got minimum $2 chips.
Can I ask that?
And an LA Ice for a dollar.
You're coming up on your 28th birthday.
Correct.
Time. Can you even imagine what your 27 and a half years would have been like without LA Ice?
I don't want to, Dom.
No.
Because is that living? It's one of the big philosophical questions. If you do not consume LA Ice Cola at some stage during your life, have you lived at all? I think that was Socrates.
I think it might have been. A man known for his love of a bargain. but here's what we want to check. 13, 10, 60. Now, I hope we're all good here. But 13, 10, 60. Have you never heard of LA Ice Cola? Now, never in my soul, Zach, have I wanted the phone lines to stay dead as much as I do right now. Nobody calls up for this. Then the whole country's heard of it. Emily was a one-off. And we can go about our lives knowing that LA Ice Cola holds the spot in
what
everyone's heart.
Do you want heard of or consumed? Because maybe some people did see it but have never had it.
Look, I'll take both.
Yeah.
I think we certainly will take both. If you've never consumed it, I think you've made a bad mistake, but at least you're aware of it. Yep. If you've never heard of LA Ice Cola,
you're living in ignorance.
We need a sign. There's got to be some alarm in Parliament House that the Prime Minister can fire off. 131060, have you never heard of LA Ice Cola? We'll start with Mercy in New South Wales. Mercy, have you heard of LA Ice Cola?
No, I've been listening for the last few nights and I've got no idea what it is.
Oh, boy.
That's so disappointing. That's now, Mercy, problem. Can I check off a few things here? Did you watch Pop Stars in the early 2000s?
No.
Yeah, see, that's why. Because yeah, LA Ice Cola was a big sponsor of the first ever reality TV show that Australia had, Pop Stars.
Mercy, how much would you expect normally to pay for a 2-litre bottle of cola?
$3 to $5?
It's obvious, Mercy, that you haven't heard of LAS Cola, because if you had, you'd be halving that.
Absolutely. At the least, you'd be halving that. We move to Matt in Orange. Matt, please say it's not so. You've never heard of LAS Cola?
I've heard of it, never drank it, but only ever seen it once.
Ooh.
Oh, we've had a sighting at least.
Okay, so it's in Matt's mind, it's a little bit like, you know, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You might have been in the supermarket and you saw a blurry image in a fridge. And you're like, was that an LA Ice Cola?
Matt, I have to ask, if you've been aware of this cola and you've even encountered it in the wild once, why have you never taken the plunge to have a drink?
Because I don't drink any form of cola.
Okay. Okay. See, well, there we go.
I mean, Matt, I reckon if you tried the cool taste of LA Ice Cola, that you would change your mind on that. You'd change your position, wouldn't you, Zach?
Do you think so, Matt? Would you be open to changing your mind on it?
I'm always open to new things. I'm not going to, you know, disapprove the possibility that it could be my saving grace in life.
I like that, Matt. He's leaving his options open. So I appreciate that, Dom. I don't know where we sit at the moment. These are two people who haven't heard of it or have only heard of it in a fleeting manner.
I'm pretty shocked at the moment. I thought that as a country we were unified in our love of LA Ice Cola. This is surprising. If we've got one more person, Zach, who's I guess, not an LA Ice Cola fan, we might have a real problem on our hands.
We have Jess in Melbourne. Jess, have you heard of LA Ice Cola?
I hadn't heard of it until you mentioned it, and I went and brought a bottle, and it actually changed my life.
Oh, there we go.
Dom, look at that.
There we go. Jess, I imagine you consumed it at room temperature as well.
I did.
Yes, good. That's how we suggest you enjoy your LA.
Well, that's how I enjoyed it as a 12-year-old, and I assume that's how most 12-year-olds enjoyed it.
Can I ask, Jess, where did you find your LA's Cole? What was the store?
We have a store in the town I'm from called Not Quite Right.
Yeah, okay. That sounds about right.
In there.
Would you say it's like some sort of like a budget convenience store?
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
That's where you often find LA Ice, because obviously the big stores have the deals with the big colas.
Yes, that's
You have Coke at McDonald's. Yeah. I think Pepsi's at Domino's. Mm. LA Ice can't get in those doors,
but
it can get in Not Quite Right.
That's its natural habitat in those sort of stores. Well, this puts us in an interesting position here, Zach. I'm just wondering now, with three people who up until this week weren't really aware, I hadn't tried LA Ice Cola.
Yeah.
Perhaps this soft drink's in trouble. I'll be honest, I'm a little bit worried.
Well, with what I've learned from Jess, she said she hadn't heard of it.
Yeah.
She heard of it on the radio. She went and tried it. It changed her life. I did hear recently about a group of people in Tasmania who had committed their lives to finding the Tasmanian tiger, which is said to be extinct.
Yes, yep.
Could we become the people who commit our lives to people finding LA Ice Cola?
I mean, I am happy to stand with a cardboard sign on the side of the road or, you know, get involved in some sort of activism for this cola. The point is, we went in a week ago, Zach, thinking LA Ice Cola was unifying the country. Now I realise perhaps the word isn't getting out there.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what we do with this. We've got to get in a meeting room. Hmm. We've got to get some paper out, some whiteboard markers. But we might have a job ahead of us.
It's a bit bleak, isn't it?
Yeah, but the good news is, in all those meetings, we'll be refreshed by bottles and bottles of LA Ice Cola.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, I might be in a little bit of legal trouble after a gum tree purchase I've made today.
Before you admit to anything on the radio, Dom, have you looked into the law here? Do you know what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say?
Well, as is typical for this radio show, no research has been done.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't want to break that habit today.
No, you wouldn't. And I just hope this isn't being played in a courtroom in a few months' time. Just fingers crossed on that one.
What happened?
Well, I'm worried I might have taken possession of, I might have bought stolen property, stolen goods on Gumtree. Now, I'll tell you the story, and I want you to tell me whether you think there's reason to be concerned, essentially. So I moved into a new place recently. The aircon isn't connected yet, and that's still a few weeks away. So I was looking around on Gumtree for a really cheap portable air conditioner, just if it gets hot in the next few weeks, to get me through, you know, for a few weeks' time. Right?
Yeah, well, already.
Yeah.
That's, Why don't you just get a fan?
Yeah, that's a fair point. It's a fair point. But you know what? I wanted to see what was out there and I wasn't intending on buying one. And then I saw like a really good quality portable air conditioner for $80.
Yep.
Now, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Is that like that's a good price for a portable air conditioner?
Comparatively, everything else was hundreds, some thousands.
Okay.
Portable aircon. Like there was one that you could rent a portable air conditioner from like a rental company.
Yeah.
But it was going to cost, the renting would be $90 a week.
Yeah.
Right. So this looked like an absolute bargain.
Yep.
And I'm not one to turn down a bargain.
No.
So I went to pick up the portable air conditioner this afternoon.
And did you have any contact previous? Just like, hey, I'm coming around to have a look at it.
Yep. They gave me an address. Yep.
Did they just say, when you get there, tell the warden who you're there to see?
Well, here's where the story got bizarre. So up until this stage, it seemed like a really normal Gumtree transaction to me.
Yeah.
But I went up and I knocked on the door. And this is when things turn sour. I knock on the door and the person yells from the other side, who is it? And I said, it's Dom. And they said, are you a cop? They asked if I was a cop. Now, I don't think people who I have no reason to be afraid of cops ask, are you a cop at the front door?
Well, I've never heard of it. The only time I've heard of it are in movies with undercover cops. And they always say, if you're a cop, you got to say that you're a cop.
Well, this is the thing. I said, no, not a cop. And it was a man and woman partnership.
Yep.
They opened the door and they're like, okay, you can come in then. And I can't really be sure of what was in, like what the nature of the room I walked into was. But it felt like maybe like a Retrovision storehouse. Like there was a fair few appliances around.
Why those things were there?
Ask no questions, Zach. In that scenario,
yeah, right.
Get in, get out.
Because I know I've bought surfboards off online before and someone might have a lot of surfboards and you might be like, oh, what are all these surfboards? And they'll say, oh, I'm a collector.
Yeah. Yeah.
I collect surfboards.
Well, it's entirely possible that these people just get it at a discounted rate from, you know, wholesale, something like that. I'm not sure.
Thinking about it now, I have heard of people having surfboard collections.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of people having air conditioner collections. It's like, this is a 1994 model. Oh, this was the new Samsung where they added an induction feature. No one does that.
Well, it's also, I suppose it's also unlikely that a surfboard collector would say, are you a cop at the front door?
That's true.
But anyway, they insist that I pay via cash.
Isn't that the only way? You can do direct debit or something.
There's PayPal, I think, you can use on Gumtree. But I paid via cash. They helped me lift the portable aircon to my car. Now, at this stage, I was terrified. You know me under pressure.
Yeah.
I was so scared of where I was in.
Question that threw you off?
It was that, and then it was the room I walked into after that.
Yep.
I was just so scared and just wanted to get out of there. But I wasn't going to say no to the portable air conditioner, so they loaded it
did
into
it
my
look,
car.
Did it look brand new?
Well, here's the funny thing. No. This is the only thing that's thrown a spanner in the works of my stolen goods theory. It's actually, I think, a fire hazard.
Oh, right.
So do you know much about portable air conditioner? So they got like the metal, ventilation, the tube that comes off the back of it that's meant to go out a window to pump the hot air out.
Oh, pumps hot air out.
Yes, pumps the hot air out and then the cool air comes out of the front of the machine, right? Now this...
Well, where does the air go in?
In the back, I think. I'm not really sure. But in this metal tube, this ventilation pipe was connected to the portable air conditioner by duct tape. Which I don't think that's how it comes initially, right? So I've got it home. I've set it up. Initially, it did leak water all over my carpet, which suggests to me it's not in the finest model or finest working condition it could be in.
Hmm.
But the bizarre thing is I sent a text saying, oh, I just set it up. Seems to all be working okay for now, right? Message not delivered to the mobile number.
Had you messaged that number previously?
Yeah, this is the number I set up. This is only hours later. The number I set up the pickup from.
So now, it was a burner phone.
The number's been disconnected. What is going on?
That's very strange.
Do I need to call a
Well,
a
I don't
shop?
Think them asking, they might just be very aware of police officers. So that's not necessarily saying that it's stolen.
Yep.
They could have come into possession of a lot of air conditioners.
That's
so that's not really... And then once we get to the phone disconnecting, I'm running out of excuses.
Well, maybe what I should do, look, get in touch with the show. If you've had a portable air conditioner recently stolen from your house.
It might be in Dom's house now.
Yeah, let me know and I'll see if I can get it back to you.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, on this show, we have The one of the most, I think one of the biggest divisions between people in the world today. Harry Potter fan and non-Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the six movies. I might have seen the first one.
It's eight movies.
Sorry. I didn't mean to offend Harry Potter fans. But that's what happens to me a lot, Dom. I accidentally offend Harry Potter fans because I don't know enough about the movie and I get things wrong and people get upset at me. But I can't be held accountable if I haven't seen the movie.
Well, but here's the thing. And we were chatting about this last night because I made a Harry Potter reference in the team during one of the songs. Well, you thought it was about Hermione's time turner.
And I said, that sounds like a fake thing. That's not a real thing that happens in the movie.
And all Harry Potter fans would know that's in The Prisoner of Azkaban. The
time turner.
Basically, she can turn back time with it.
Right. Yeah. Spoilers.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been out for 10, 15 years. I don't think it's a spoiler. What I wanted to do, though, Zach, was I thought I'll devise a bit of a quiz, and I want to see how much Harry Potter you can tell, just because, I mean, you've been around the world that's liked Harry Potter. You've been around Harry Potter culture.
Yeah.
Be interested to know how much Harry Potter has just seeped into your, I guess, your knowledge.
I'm happy to do the Harry Potter quiz. What I would ask is that Harry Potter fans wouldn't get upset when I butcher your favourite thing.
All right, well, let's do this. Here's the way it's going to work, Zach. I have three things that either were or were not in the Harry Potter series, in the Harry Potter universe.
Do you know what I first will point out?
What?
This music is from the film.
Well, you know what, Zach? You're getting a point already.
Bonus
points.
That's a good
start. What I'll do is I'll read them out, and I need you to tell me, was this in Harry Potter, or have I made this up, essentially? The first one, Zach, is the Ministry of Magic.
The Ministry of Magic?
The Ministry of Magic. It's like the government for the Magic Society. There's a Minister for Magic. Mm. He's like the Prime Minister of Magic.
Well, I don't think that the Magic Universe would have that structure, because I know that Dumbledore...
Yes.
Is the head of the wizards.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you mean the head of the wizards?
The head wizard.
There's not a head wizard. Yep. He's the headmaster of Hogwarts. This is really infuriating, to be honest.
Well, and I don't think they would have a prime minister, though, because he seems quite... he seems like that he wouldn't exist in a parliamentary system. That would get too bogged down for him.
Okay.
And I think the wizards would start shooting things at each other.
So Ministry of Magic, you're calling no?
Incorrect. Yeah, that's something you made up.
You're wrong on that one.
Ministry has fallen. Minister of Magic is dead.
That's from the Deathly Hallows film.
Right, so they really get into the politics of magic, do they? To be honest, I'm going to put that in the category of why I don't watch the films.
Well, it's not so much. It's more just an official head of the magic
side. I try not to follow politics in real life. Why would I want to go and watch a movie about magic politics?
Okay, the second one, Zach. I want you to tell me, was this actually in the Harry Potter universe or not? It's the half-life. Now, the idea of this is when a wizard dies, they go on living, but it's a half-life and they can't perform magic anymore. The half-life. Is that real? Is that in the Harry Potter universe?
When you first said it, I thought I had heard of it. But when you explained it, that I would think that I would have heard of that. If one of the big wizards, like Harry, had died and he lived on but couldn't do magic, I would have thought I would have heard of it.
Well, you hadn't heard of the Ministry of Magic, so you clearly... And that's quite a big theme in the Harry Potter series, so...
I'm going to say half-life is incorrect, also because I'm pretty sure that is a video game from the early 2000s.
Yes, I made that one up.
Yes, okay.
Congratulations. Well, that means you get this one, Zach, and you're not too bad. Enough Harry Potter has seeped into your life that you know what you're talking
about.
What's
the last one?
The last one is flu powder. Now, flu powder, it's like a magical power that you can transport with. You can transport
So it's got
yourself.
Nothing to do with the flu.
Nothing to do with the flu, no.
Because I was thinking, the movie I have seen, they're on the train and they have the magical lollies.
Yeah, they're...
You know, there's a Freddo frog that turns into a frog?
It's a chocolate frog. I don't know if they got the Freddo sponsorship. It's a chocolate frog that is animated. It moves. Yeah.
So I thought maybe it was something to do with that. It's like, Harry, have you packed your flu powder?
It's not like a day and night formula.
Yes.
No, the flu powder...
Transports through time.
Not through time, through place. You throw the flu powder up and you transport.
Why? So F-L-E-W. Like flu, like fly.
F-L-O-O. Yes, flu powder. You do it in.
You know what the easy thing about writing these movies were and writing these books? You're just making words up. What's it called? Flu powder.
Oh yeah, that's right. The greatest literary achievement of the past 50 years was easy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, J.K. Rowling. You thought you'd done something good, but Zach Mander disagrees.
No, I'm just saying you can make words up and no one checks them. It's okay. Just a very, it's just an efficient genre to write in. Because you're like, no, it's not a typo. That's a new word.
All right. Flu powder, Zach. It transports you.
No, that's wrong. That's through, nothing. You made that up. That didn't come from the mind of a genius. That came from the mind of Dom Faye.
Unfortunately, no.
Here we are, Harry. You go first, dear.
But Harry's ever travelled by flu powder before, Mum.
Flu powder?
That's Harry being confused about
flu powder. Can I take a stab here?
Yes.
That was in the later movies.
No, I think it's in the second film.
Right, but they ran out of ideas early on then, because...
The way it works, you stand in a fireplace, you throw the powder up and say the location you want to go to, and it takes you
What do you mean
you
the way it works? Isn't it magic? You can't explain it? That's the idea?
Do you know what? You got one from three. Yeah. What it shows is you don't know as much Harry Potter as perhaps you should.
I was really going to try. When we said we were doing a Harry Potter quiz,
yeah.
I was really going to try not to just start paying it out. I did the best I could, but I got about 2 minutes in and I couldn't resist.
So you're saying that hasn't tempted you to go watch the films now?
No.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, I have learned about what could be an embarrassing blind spot in my pop culture knowledge.
Okay.
You'd know that to be on the radio, we obviously have to do a pop music quiz.
Well, they make us sit it every week. I think it's a little extreme. It takes a good 3 hours of our week, but it's necessary, I guess.
Well, you know, in law, to become a lawyer, you have to pass the bar.
Yes.
A very famous test. We have to do a similar thing for pop music. That's why I was surprised when I heard an artist on Hit Nights with Keegs recently that surprised me because I had never heard of them before.
Okay.
This is their name.
Number 7.
New music from Ty Dolla $ign and YG, a new entry into the trending sense.
Did you hear that artist's name?
You haven't heard of Ty Dolla $ign before?
Do you know Ty Dolla $ign?
I have heard Ty Dolla $ign once or twice. I don't know the full story behind Ty Dolla $ign.
Well, at first I thought Keegs had made a mistake. Right, I was like, were you pronouncing punctuation?
Right. Well, because I know that for a long time, Kesha was getting around with the S in her name as a dollar sign.
Yeah.
And no one called her K-E dollar sign H-A.
Have you ever looked up how Ty dollar sign is spelt?
I have not, no.
Have a guess.
Well, I imagine it's T-Y and then the dollar symbol?
No, incorrect.
What?
It's T-Y.
Yes.
D-O-L-L-A.
No,
and then the word sign, but here's the kicker.
Yeah.
The S in the word sign is a dollar sign.
Okay, can I just give my gut reaction to what I think's happened here?
What do you think's happened?
I feel like he was narrating maybe to Siri or to somebody what he wanted his rap name to be, and he said Ty Dolla $ign.
Right, and so you don't think Dolla $ign is a family name? There's no Mr. and Mrs. Dolla $ign out there.
Come on, honey, we're going to the Dolla $ign for dinner. No, I can't imagine that that's the family name.
Well, before I, like, you know, brought it to the radio, I didn't want to... I thought it could have some significance behind it. So I don't want to, like, you know, make light of it.
No, and,
but then,
not.
Like, you know, like, he could have, like, a lot of meaning behind his name.
Sure. Yeah.
So I looked it up and I found where he got the name from and why he does a dollar sign in his name.
Well, I know that often people with their stage names, maybe it's for a great grandfather who they loved, or maybe it's for a celebrity that really inspired them. What was Ty Dolla $ign's
story? This is what he said in an interview.
Yep.
He said the dollar sign represents getting money. Not so cryptic.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News today, Macklemore's parents are going away for the weekend.
I do feel like I get to do whatever I want, and that's a really dope feeling.
Also, Ed Sheeran loves doing karaoke with the Queen.
And just, like, she's got whatever it is, she has it. Whenever you see her sing or see her dance and you're kind of, like, this far away, you're just kind of like, wow.
And Donald Trump said that he could be a great president if he wanted to.
But I won't do it tonight because I don't want to cause any controversy. Is that okay?
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun Forum, a.k.a. the happiest place on the internet.
And look, it is so easy to get onto the Collective Noun Forum, and a whole day of fun awaits you. All it's going to cost you is a 5-star rating on the Apple podcast store. Search for Collective Noun on there, leave that 5-star rating, Zach, and then you're in, and you can frolic to your heart's content.
Who are we making name badges for today, Dom?
Well, you've got the Sharpie and the labels over there ready to write some name badges
out. I've actually upgraded on eBay. I got a one that prints out the name badge.
Oh,
and
label
you peel
maker.
It off.
Jeez, can we afford a label maker?
We got a small loan.
Honestly, I feel like we've been over this, Zach.
Yes.
I would like you to run loan applications by me before you go out making them.
Well, there wouldn't be an impulse buy then. And you know that's my specialty.
I know it's your specialty, but we're still trying to pay off that popcorn maker you bought for the forum. We didn't need a popcorn maker.
I thought it would pay for itself.
Has it paid for itself?
No. It hasn't yet because people aren't as interested in popcorn as I thought they would be.
Well, you've got the sales there. How many buckets of popcorn have we sold in the Collected Down forum so far?
Oh, we're currently sitting on zero.
Yeah, we are sitting on zero.
But there's 80 being eaten.
Yeah, well,
and yes. I look in your direction for that.
Look, the popcorn machine hasn't been a total failure. Yep. I've enjoyed it.
There were 80 IOUs in there, and it looked like your handwriting.
But look, if you are joining the Collective Noun Forum, feel free to request a bucket of popcorn. I mean, Zach has obviously bought it. So
yes, unfortunately, because we have to pay back the loan on that,
yes,
the buckets aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
Where instead of what a lot of people do is they try to pay off something by selling a lot of small buckets of popcorn. That's not my tactic.
No.
I would like to sell one very large bucket of popcorn and try to pay it off in one hit.
Okay, so how much for a bucket of popcorn in the forum?
$800.
$800,
it's
right.
A big bucket, though. It'd be more classified as a small pool.
A small pool of popcorn.
An above-ground pool.
Okay, well, look, if anyone wants to get in touch about the small above-ground pool of popcorn, please do. It would really help us out of a financial situation that we're in.
How much money would it cost to fill an up above-ground pool with popcorn? Because I think we can do it.
I reckon you could do that pretty easily, couldn't you? I mean, popcorn's not expensive.
Very cheap. And also, it takes up quite a lot of space.
Yeah. I reckon maybe $150 of popcorn would do it. I reckon. That's just a gut feel. You'd need a big microwave, wouldn't you?
I think what we'd do is we would contact the popcorn man.
Okay.
Who's a guy I've seen at the market.
Right.
And he has a huge popcorn making machine.
Right. So
it's like a big
along.
Drum, metal drum that heats up, I guess.
Oh, I've seen that. It actually looks quite scary. The popcorn. It looks like a cauldron. Do you know?
It is a bit like a cauldron. Yeah.
A popcorn cauldron. Not as scary if a witch had a popcorn cauldron in a mythological movie. But you know what? The idea of a popcorn cauldron is winning me over the more I say it.
I think this summer we might try to put a popcorn pool into the Collector Down forum.
That's not a bad idea. Some people say rest on your laurels, guys. The forum's great as it is.
Yep.
Not us. We're always looking for new attractions and new things in the forum.
And I haven't heard of a popcorn pool being in a theme park / Wonderland.
Definitely not. The first person, Zach, who we are welcoming into the Collective Noun Forum today is Laura Kinney, who just wants to touch on the Christmas quota scenario, the saga that's been going on for a little while now. You were sick and tired of me talking about Christmas. The boss. Our boss was sick and tired of me talking about Christmas.
Correct.
And put a ban on me from talking about it any more than three times between August and the start of December.
You have now done your three, so you can't talk about it until December, or there will be grave consequences.
Now, I have not accepted this ruling. I'm yet to try to broach a Christmas topic on the show again, but I can feel that it's coming.
It is.
A week or two away. It's going to happen, and I don't know what the fallout's going to be.
You know how dogs can predict storms?
Yep.
And say, geez, Rover's acting a bit weird. There must be a storm coming. Yep. You act like that with Christmas news. You just feel it in your bones, do you?
Well, I just... There's no way we're going to get to the end of October without Christmas chat. So it's not happening.
If I come into the studio one night and you're in the cupboard hiding, I'll be like, oh, no. There's Christmas chat coming.
Well, Laura Kinney just wants to touch on it. Now, Laura Kinney is not a fan of the Christmas quota.
Oh.
And they have said that this case has to be brought in front of the only person qualified to be the adjudicator. So they don't think you or the boss or even the Christmas quota council who you contacted last week have any right to adjudicate on this.
Well, the council was formed for this exact thing.
Well, Laura Kinney thinks that the only person who is a rightful adjudicator of this is Santa himself.
Yep.
And that we need to get Santa's thoughts on the Christmas quota.
Well, Santa endorses the Christmas
Council.
Well,
hold on a second. Now, I've gone along with your joke up to a certain point. I'm not joking. Santa does not endorse. Santa would never put a ban on Christmas.
He can't do all the work himself. No, it's not a ban. Well, I've told you this. It's a funneling. It's a concentration of Christmas cheer.
Well, I don't think
Santa... See, I'm not anti-Christmas. I'm not. And I hate that you label me as that.
Yeah.
That's a complete misunderstanding of the Christmas Council and the Christmas quota.
Yep.
What it is a funneling of Christmas stories,
okay,
related content to a time when it's most appropriate.
Well, here's what I'd like to put out on the podcast right now. If you are a lawyer, if you know a lawyer, maybe you're a law student, can you get in touch with the show? I'm going to need some legal backing for my challenge.
It's going to be Don Fay versus Santa. You're happy for that to happen.
Do you know what? Have you seen The Santa Claus 2? So,
That's a silly question. have a guess.
Have you? I don't know.
No, of course not.
Oh, you hadn't seen the first one either until last year.
No, I had seen the first one.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you watch 2 and 3?
Yeah, I had seen the first one. My statement. I'll leave it there.
Well, here's the interesting thing about the Santa Claus 2 is I'm pretty sure it's in the second one where Santa has to get a Mrs. Claus, a wife, before Christmas, otherwise he stops being Santa, right? So he heads back to America to try to find himself a wife and constructs a robot Santa to take over the North Pole while he's gone. That Santa is evil, that Santa is against everything Christmas, and that Santa needs to be taken down and ultimately is, spoiler alert. I wonder if in a similar way, this Santa who's endorsed the Christmas quota council is a robotic evil Santa, just like the robotic one in The Santa Claus 2 and needs to be taken down.
No, he's not, because he showed us his tattoo. The tattoo that only Santa has.
What's that tattoo?
I can't tell you, unless you've seen it yourself. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen Santa's tattoo.
Okay, well, I can't tell you. Because how do I stop you from going out and getting that tattoo and trying to prove that you're Santa?
There was a Santa in a shopping centre a few years ago.
It was heavily tattooed?
It was heavily tattooed. Is that the one you're talking about?
No,
or is this...
it's a tattoo in the middle of his back.
Okay. Well, why did he show it to you?
Lower back.
Why did he show it? A tramp stamp. Santa's got a tramp stamp.
It's not a tramp stamp.
Well, that's where a tramp stamp belongs, isn't it?
It's a Santa stamp.
Santa stamp. Okay. And why did Santa show you his Santa stamp?
Because we had to know when he came into the Christmas council, we had to know whether he was legit.
Wait. Are you on the Christmas quota council?
No, I was at the first meeting.
Because you said last week it was the first time you've been in touch with them, getting their adjudication.
For a while. So half the letter I didn't read out was catching up.
Oh, right.
I skipped over that.
How's the family? Yeah.
What's life like at sea? Because they're in international waters a lot of the time. That's why it's hard to get in contact with them.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
And so we did a lot of that. I was at the first one and Santa came in. He gave us his endorsement and we said, well, we want this to be above board. So we're going to have to see your tattoo.
Mm.
He showed us. It's all legit. I can't share with you what the tattoo is, obviously, or else you'd be able to bring down the North Pole. And he asked me not to.
Well, let me just say this then, Zach. If what you're saying is true and Santa has endorsed this Christmas quota, I don't want to be making headlines. But I wonder if Santa might be getting too old for the job. I wonder if Santa's starting to... I wonder if he's lost the passion, because the Santa I know and love, the Christmas spirit I know and love, would fight this quota with every inch of their being.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If we were to make a movie called Young Santa...
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'll sign right now. I'll pay. You don't have to pay me. That would be a dream come true. Santa's origin story. Why has no one done Santa's origin story?
Because people aren't interested.
What, you honestly think there's more people interested in Wolverine's origin story than Santa's?
Do I honestly think that?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Well, you know, when I make my millions funding that film, I'm just...
Well, funding with what money?
Well, I'll get a loan from the bank. I don't know. We'll hire... Who's a hot actor at the moment? We'll hire Ryan Gosling to play young Santa.
I thought you were young Santa.
Well, but if we're going to make it a big budget film that's going to make me a lot of money, I need to put Gosling in there. Yeah. We need a big billing star, right? I'll have a role. I'll probably be the head elf or something. I might be the person who wins him over to being Santa.
Okay.
Although in saying that, I've just realised the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, number one, kind of is an origin story.
Mm.
You know what? I've got to go to the whiteboard. The point is the Christmas quota will be fought, and that fight is ongoing. Next up on the forum today, Zach, LadyJ95, quite a short message on the Collective Noun forum, just asking, boys, what are your thoughts on Cannonball?
What are your thoughts, Dom?
Is Lady Jane referring to the dive that you do into a pool?
No, the new TV show Cannonball, Dom.
The new TV.
Have you seen that advertised on Channel 7? I think it's on Channel 7. And where people go down a large slide and then they fly through the air and hit the water.
I actually haven't. Is that an actual TV show?
Look it up. Go that, Cannonball Channel 7 on YouTube.
Cannonball Channel 7. Here we go. Let's just get this up. Oh my gosh, you're not even kidding. Here's the promo.
This year, all of Australia will be cheering for our greatest athletes.
That sounds like the voiceover for Channel 9. Is it Channel 9 or 7?
This is 7.
This is close. Oh, this is close.
Okay.
Describe what's happening.
So you're not wrong. Genuinely, it's a large slide that gives people a fair bit of... it sends people airborne into a lake. Get ready to scream. This has turned into an ad for Cannonball on Channel 7 now. In the Collective Noun forum where we don't allow advertising.
Do you know what I think it might be an ad for?
What?
Getting Netflix.
You know, I think you might be right. You might have a point on that one. You going to watch Cannonball then? Not interested?
I'll tell you what I am interested in. Yeah. Going down that slide.
Yeah, that looks
that
fun.
That looks pretty fun. Will I watch other people on TV do it? Probably not.
Well, it looks like they've gone young athletic people. That's the issue. If it was Bert and Paddy Newton going down the Cannonball slide,
well,
I'd watch
that.
That
was Celebrity Splash.
And I didn't watch that. So you know what? I'm a hypocrite to myself.
If you were invited on that show, would you go on?
Absolutely, I would.
Would you go on if it wasn't on TV?
Yeah, I think that looks like a bit of fun. I'd want to go down slowly.
But I would think that you weren't that good at slides.
I'm not good at them.
No, but like it wouldn't be something that you would do. Have you been to Wet n Wild, which is a water park on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, I've done Wet n Wild.
Would you go on the slides?
Yeah, some of them. I did go on the really scary aqua loop one once. That was a mistake. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, that's quite impressive. I didn't think you would do that.
No, peer pressure. It was the end of year 12. We went on a school day trip to Wet n Wild in year 12.
The worst thing about water parks is that you get all wet and then you're only in the water for like 1% of the day.
Not completely.
And then you're just walking around and then you have to climb these massive towers where it's freezing cold.
Yes.
Awful. They should give you like towels at the bottom and then you hand them in at the top.
And then you, especially when it's a school trip, you're in the bus on the drive home in your damp clothes. It's just, you know what? It looks like a lot of fun, but the reality often is just you're in damp clothes for a lot of the day.
Yeah.
That is what we've got time for on the Collective Noun Forum tonight, though. If you want to be a part of it, we'd love to have you on board. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on the Apple Podcast Store. Give a 5-star rating, use your ticket price into the forum, write whatever you want, and we'll read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Woman's Day. Light robbery.
That's right, Dom. It is officially Friday, and we're out of ideas.
That's right. We can only be expected to come up with 3.5 days worth of ideas, and I think that's fair.
So that's why each week we steal an idea from Woman's Day.
Well, they've done so much work for us with their great publication. Why not do it?
This week, our idea comes from page 24 of this week's Woman's Day. Mm. The title of the article, I'm finally free from my married at first sight marriage hell.
Well, this would be, I imagine, one of this series' Married at First Sight contestants from earlier in the year.
One of the couples, Nick and Sharon, they're calling it quits, and they're breaking up.
I think that was a few months ago it came out that they were the one couple that stayed together after the show. I watched it, I loved them, but it all fell apart quickly, unfortunately, for Nick and Shaz.
Now, small part of the breakup, obviously them breaking up and being emotional about it is a big story. Yep. But a little bit of the side story is about Nick's tattoo, because he got I Love Shaz tattooed on his foot.
Yeah.
He's now going to change it to I Love Shiraz, the wine.
Is he writing the wine?
I was making that classification in case people didn't know what Shiraz was.
I say, well, I think it's resourceful of him. Do you know what I mean?
Think it's going to be tough, because what he needs to do is he needs to add an I and an R in the middle of a word. And that's going to be a tough... I watch Tattoo Nightmares sometimes.
I do.
Where they do cover-ups like this.
Yeah.
That's going to be very difficult to do.
Right, well, but here's the thing, Zach, and here's where the theft takes place. This is where we steal right from under Woman's Day's nose something from the magazine. 131060. Have you had to cover up a tattoo? Have you had to change a tattoo?
Have you had to do a tattoo touch-up?
That's it.
Essentially,
I think we're asking, Dom. That was the wording that you wrote down on the piece of paper earlier that I completely butchered. Sorry about that. Yes.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, you take care of this.
131060. Have you had to have a tattoo touch-up? Yep. Have you been in a relationship where you guys thought it was a great idea? You're going to be together forever.
Yep.
We'll get each other's names tattooed on us.
Mm.
Maybe the relationship didn't go so well.
Yep.
And you had to somehow figure out what you were going to do with that tattoo.
I mean, the relationships would have to be the prime area for this.
Or maybe you really loved Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I mean, there was somebody, I believe, who got a Adelaide Crows Premier's tattoo on his arm, and then the Adelaide Crows lost the grand final. Maybe he's got to find a way to cover that up. Some sort of tattoo fix that you've done.
131060. Have you had to have a tattoo touch up?
We have Chris in Melbourne. Chris, what was your tattoo touch up?
So pretty much, man, I had a massive night in Bali. Woke up the next morning, my ankle is just in so much pain. Look down, there's a freaking turtle on my ankle. Pretty much flushed the beer pond thing, so we had to get a random tattoo. It was awful. Like, didn't even look like a turtle. It looked just some, like, weird mythical creature.
Yep.
So I was like...
Hi. The reason you're hearing this is because someone just said or Now, back to Collective Noun in the studio.
Oh, it's always a, you know,
well, when we're talking about tattoo cover-ups, I guess people realise they've made mistakes.
Yeah.
So when you've made a mistake...
That's true. What do you say?
You might slip up and say the wrong word. Now, Dom, what we shouldn't... I need to clear up here.
Yes.
We probably shouldn't go to any other calls.
No.
Are we both on board with that?
No, I'm aware of that. I did my codes and ethics training. Thank you very much, Zach.
If you're unaware...
Yes.
We're in 10 seconds delay. So if someone swears, we can press a button...
Yeah.
And we don't hear those 10 seconds.
And we should just, if you're wondering what Chris's story was, he got a turtle tattoo on his ankle and turned it into a rose.
Yes.
Which
was a good tattoo toucher.
It's a good tattoo. Look, it fit the brief.
I think next time, though, we'll just really make sure that Chris doesn't say that word on the radio.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. The Facebook comments game.
Dom, we are putting Facebook outrage to the test. What you are going to hear is a Facebook comment left on a news story this week.
Okay.
You got to tell me what story it was left on.
Okay, so you give me two options and I pick the one. Is that how the game works? We've only played this one once before.
That's
Get my head around it.
That's right.
Great.
So you'll hear a comment and you got to tell me what it was left on. Our first comment.
Yep.
Proof that not all heroes wear capes. Now, was that left on an article where Mark Ruffalo accidentally live streamed the Thor premiere?
Yep.
Or was that left on an article where a Sydney woman picked up a shark and threw it back into the ocean?
Oh, so I heard this Mark Ruffalo story today. I imagine people would be happy about that because they got to see a little bit of the Thor premiere.
Hmm.
However, sharks are dangerous. So the shark getting out is actually a bit life-saving. I'm going to go that on this occasion, that was the shark woman.
Correct. Well done.
Come on.
See, because I thought because Mark Ruffalo, that was a superhero movie with the capes. I thought maybe.
And he plays the Hulk, doesn't he? Who doesn't wear a cape. So you know what? I'm glad I didn't remember that then because I would have locked in the other answer.
Our next Facebook comment. It's shiny. Evidence that you can polish a turd.
Beautifully voiced these, by the way.
Was that left on a story about the brand new Vegemite or the announcement of the Bachelor spin-off, Bachelor in Paradise?
Okay. I have only seen, and perhaps my Facebook feed's a bit of an echo chamber, but positive responses to Bachelor in Paradise. I haven't seen anyone go against it. I, however, have only seen negative responses about, what's the Vegemite called?
I don't know.
What is
millennial
the
Vegemite or something?
Not millennial Vegemite. What's the new Vegemite called? And producer's Googling at the moment. Whatever it is, I'm going to say that was on the updated posh Vegemite.
Dom, your outrage meter is right on this week.
Come on. Good news.
This one will put you to the test. Apparently, it's called Blend 17.
Oh, right. Because
the new Vegemite, because it's 2017.
Right. And, of course, Blend with numbers following it has been such a great track record of posh food, hasn't it? It's a Nescafe Blend 43 joke. It wasn't good.
All right, our last comment. He's an embarrassment to our country. Was that left on an article where tennis player Nick Kyrgios had a dummy spit?
Yep.
Or former Prime Minister Tony Abbott saying that climate change wasn't real? Who's the embarrassment to the country according to this commenter?
Oh, boy. Could this be the first time in the Facebook comments game that the answer is both?
Did that person leave that comment on both?
Jeez, that's really tricky. The thing about Nick Kyrgios is people haven't been a fan of him for a long time. Whereas this is probably Tony Abbott's most outrageous thing he's done, I reckon.
More than eating an onion.
That's lovable tone. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. When he goes out there and says global warming's good for the world.
How many of your lovable friends eat onions, Rob?
Fair call. I'm going to go out and say that's a Tony Abbott comment.
No, sorry, Dom. That one was on tennis player Nick Kyrgios having a dummy spit in his tennis match. So I understand where you're coming from, but no, not this time.
Well, you know what? I actually think he had a stomach bug. So, you know, I'm not want to go against that commenter, but I reckon we should all lay off on Nick Kyrgios and just maybe shovel that across to Tony a little bit, that anger.
All right.
just end on a political statement. That's
like, I thought we crossed over to AM for a second there. Don's thoughts on politics.
Shortly we'll be talking about, you know, some coal mining that's starting. I don't really know what AM radio talks about.
Do you have any opinions about political correctness gone too far?
I've got a lot of them. Can I start airing them at the moment? That'd be great. That is all we've got time for tonight and for the week. If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collective Noun. You can download the podcast online. We'll see you Monday at 11.
Bye. Oh, yeah.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.